All right, always a pleasure having Dr. Mike Crivetti in studio, iCanAgain.com. I send you to that website every day, iCanAgain.com. Dr. Crivetti, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, JT.
Want to jump right in here. As the Golden Knights are back playing hockey again, we're on this playoff push. We're looking for good things to happen. I've been looking at your videos, and I want to talk about knee and hip surgeries, replacements, because I keep hearing about bone on bone. Let's start with the knee. When we talk about the knee and the bone on bone, and when there's lack of cartilage there, how many patients come in and talk about that?
The dreaded bone on bone.
Yeah.
Now, if you imagine your knee, or your hip for that matter, you imagine your cartilage, right? It looks just like a cue ball in pool, white, hard, shiny, and smooth. And that's what protects the ends of our bones. When that starts to wear away, imagine taking a little sandpaper to it, sanding away a little bit of the white, you can imagine there might be a brown color under there, or there might be something that just doesn't look good, doesn't look healthy, as opposed to shiny and white, right? Well, once those bones start to touch, now you've got some sensitivity. So cartilage you can't feel, because theoretically cartilage isn't alive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have its own blood supply. So once that wears away, you get down to bare bone. Those are the folks like walking on blisters on their feet. Those are every step, bone on bone, just eating away at you every day.
How do you know that pain is so severe? That people wait so long and they wait till it's bone on bone? And typically when you talk to patients before they come in, is it something that they put off for too long until they see you?
It's pretty amazing, actually, the people that walk around that you know that I know that are walking around bone on bone right now.
Yeah.
And they're just, they've been athletic in their life. They've been tough. They're not ready to concede to going to the doctor. And then all of a sudden, they trip and fall. They go on a big hike. They go on a trip over to Rome. You know, they're up in the mountains. They go skiing with a little fall. Now, all of a sudden, now their knee's ticked off, right? Now they come in to get this crazy x-ray, and it's bone on bone. I never knew that. I never knew I was bone on bone. But it sets off this cycle of now starting the pain coming.
It's something we've been talking about for years since you've been coming in studio. I wasn't ready yet. I was pushing off till a trip. I was waiting for a trip. And that's the key to coming in for a consultation.
It really is. You know, most of us don't have x-rays at home. we walk around with our knee a little bit sore. You know, we, you know, quote unquote, rub a little mud on it. We take some anti-inflammatories, ice at the end of the day. Why is my knee swollen? We still don't know it's bone on bone until you see an x-ray. You have big eyes in the office when you see these x-rays.
Dr. Mike Crivetti in studio. I looked at a video today. Kathy had both knees replaced, and her story was interesting. Ballroom dancing, hiking. And the story was very interesting to me because she had one knee done, and the reason she came to you is her other knee surgeries in the past just fell apart on her, and she finally came to you and you did one and then the other one after that. She's back to hiking, she's back to ballroom dancing, she's athletic, doing everything she wasn't able to do. Can you mention some former surgeries, and then when you get new patients to come in, and how you're able to see quickly that it wasn't done right the first time?
Well, it's not that it wasn't done right. It's just that the process of arthritis had already started. And some of these camera surgeries that we do aren't really designed to help arthritis. You know, the old scrape it, the old go in clean out job, they really are not long-lasting surgeries. So even though you may get one and buy yourself 6 months to a couple of years, with our replacements now lasting 20-plus years, now there's that opportunity. So you're 45 or 55 years old, now you have an opportunity to get that replacement that might last you 75, 80 years old and get back to all the things you want to do.
She talked, Kathy, about the recovery center, the staff. I keep hearing about the food and the staff and how comfortable, and the fact that her husband was with her the whole time she was rehabbing through this. I don't think a lot of people, Dr. Crivetti, understand what it's like after the surgery and the transition into the recovery center.
Well, when you're in the recovery room for 2 hours and you take all your hospital stuff off, you take your gown off, you take your IV out, and you throw on your gym clothes, and then you come hang out with us next door for 2 days, and I tell you, you hang out. We got 6 rooms, all our staff's there. We encourage a family member to stay there. Somebody's got to take care of these people when they go home, so we hope we can enlist a husband, a wife, a kid to take over the reins. So we're happy to have them. We feed them. We've got a great cook over there. I'll shout out to Fury. She's
there
awesome.
You go.
She is just, you talk about some of the best breakfast and lunch in town and her cafe, and these people eat like kings. It's awesome.
Dr. Covetti in studio, as always. How kind is it to come in studio so we can do this together? I want to talk now. We mentioned knee surgeries, hip pain. Hip pain is something that continues to jump out at me now that I'm in my early 50s and my buddies are saying my hips hurt and they want to ski and they want to hike and they want to do certain things. Talk about diagnosing hip surgery and what happens initially, because I'm seeing a lot of people saying they put it off again.
I'll give you an example. Office today. All right.
Okay.
47-year-old guy came in, super athletic, great shape, collided with another player 2 years ago playing over 40 soccer. All right. Collides with him and then pulls, quote unquote, pulls his groin. Now his wife's putting his socks on. So, you know, he thought he pulled his groin. What he had was a bad hip. And so that collision started that process and made him aware of it, got him an x-ray, found out he had a bad hip, and now he's like, I just don't want my wife to put my socks on anymore. This is starting to get a little old at home. So is there something we can do about this?
Hip pain or knee pain, more painful, and which surgery is more difficult?
Hip pain, when it gets to the bitter end, yeah, and you're ready for replacement, you think about it. Everything you do with your hip, whether you're getting off the potty, whether you're rolling over, putting on your shoes or your socks, getting in and out of your car, you got to use your hip. So it becomes this all-consuming thing in your brain. Now, knees, they hurt. Of course they hurt. So maybe your activity level's been cut back, and you're not doing that big hike. You're not skiing. You're not snowboarding. You know, a lot of those folks opt for quality of life and get their fun stuff back in their life.
Dr. Mike Crivetti in studio. As we wrap this up, innovative technology, something you're really passionate about, too. I tell everybody to go to iCanAgain.com and how you upgrade the facility constantly, the equipment, what you're looking at every day. Give me a story about that recently, considering you're traveling on the road and always looking to further educate yourself to help your patients.
You know, our technology, first of all, the implants. Okay,
yeah.
So today's implants, we talk about 20, 25 years. Anybody that knows this game, 20 years ago, we were talking about 10 years. Wow, if we could just get 15 years. And now with some of the new materials, the ceramics, plastics, even some of the new titaniums, we're seeing 20 plus years, 25 years. I'd started this 20 years ago.
Yeah,
You think I'd be replacing all of them. And I'm not with some of the older materials. And the second thing is communication. One of the best innovative technologies we have. When you leave our facility, you don't leave us. You leave the facility, right? And we connect it with you via our telephones. I mean, we use these apps. We send you your exercises every morning. If you can believe this, I come on every morning and give you a little pep talk because it hurts.
On the app.
On the app for the first 30 days.
Wow.
I tell you, today, it's going to be a tough day. This is day 9. This is going to be tough. You're going to wonder if you should have done this. And you're going to see some bruising on your leg. And then just know you don't need to call and you're going to be all right. And I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to get through this. And it's kind of just a little pick-me-up in the morning.
I know on a sports-related front, you heard my interview with Kelly McCrimmon last week, and as a season ticket holder for the Golden Knights, it's go time. He told me last week it's a 30-day race to the playoffs now. They found themselves in a tough position before they moved on from the coach, brought in Peter DeBoer. You're at all these games. Are you sensing that this team is getting it, and they know they got to get rolling here and make that playoff push?
I sense the post-trade first year. You know, where there was just a little bit of mix-up. And there's sometimes it's, you know, you bring a new personality into the office, you bring a new personality into the team, changes that dynamic for a minute, takes a minute for everybody to get back together and really pull together. So I think that's about to see that, and we're about to kick some butt here in the next 30 days.
Well, you bring your wife for good luck. You go to those games. I saw you with your kids a couple of months ago back at the game, so you're always involved with the community, but you really love this hockey team, and the Raiders are coming sooner than later. The facility in Henderson, when you see that there and knowing all the Raider fans. I told you this story before you came in when I was texting you. I met a Raider fan, a construction worker, when they changed the name officially to Las Vegas Raiders. I emceed that day, and he came up, mentioned your name, and he's coming in after the stadium opens. So Mark Davis is going to throw a party. It's going to be epic. The first party they're going to have at the stadium is going to be for the construction workers, and this gentleman's going to be knocking on your door, I think, the next day.
It's unbelievable. You got a couple of guys that came in, and you guys know who you are out there, and they come in, and their legs are bowed, and they had trouble getting from the car to my office. And I'm like, all right, listen, we got time. Let's get this knee fixed in the next few weeks. You'll be killer by summer. He says, stadium ain't done. I'm not getting anything. Shoot me up with some cortisone. Get me back in the game. I'm like, you got it. Shot him up. He's back out there working on that site, as excited as everybody else is.
Team player led by Dr. Mike Crivetti. Mike, tell us all about the website and how everybody can reach out to you.
CrivettiOrtho.com is our practice website. Come meet us. We've got a bunch of videos. We're regular guys and gals working there. Everybody's fantastic and has a lot of passion for what we do. I think you'll pick that up from the website. ICanAgain.com is all the great stories of all the wonderful people that I've had the opportunity to take care of.
Thanks for coming in, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thanks, JT.